Guys, we are very excited to announce that Legion of Skanks merch is back up and running.
We've been down for, I'm guessing, better part of 2 years. But we're back, baby. We're back in a big way. So stop asking me at all my shows if there's merch. There is!
A bunch of new designs and a bunch of classic designs like the logo or the Church of Latter-day Skanks. But we have a bunch of brand new stuff as well. My personal favorite is the Legion of Skanks Loyalty or Death t-shirt and hoodie. Because guess what? The newest core value for the Legion of Skanks is being a loyal skank.
That's right. And we have another one that says core values in case you don't like being esoteric.
All you got to do right now is go to skanksmerch.com. That's skanksmerch.com and grab a t-shirt or a hoodie today. We're going to be launching new designs every month or so. So grab them now before they sell out.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. To the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills from like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the
Jake the Snake trying to keep his job. I got nothing in my headphones.
My headphones are do not reach my head.
It's okay. Don't worry. When it does, you'll see there's nothing in them.
My headphones are loud and clear.
My headphones are good, bro.
Check, check. They're coming back slowly. It's the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. Yay! Welcome. Coming to you from the Stand Comedy Club. To my right, as always, Davey Smith.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
To my left.
I got a new mic stand.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Ooh. To my left, everyone, it's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
The most homicidal, suicidal, genocidal comedian this side of the Mississippi.
Genocidal was a funny one. And I'm Big J. Okerson, everybody. Together, we are the legendary Legion of Skanks. Welcome to the show, everyone. We have an amazing... What's this, Jake? Look at Jake trying to keep his job.
Jake, I'm going to fucking kill you today, dude. I'm going to fucking kill you.
That was vital information, Jake. Thank you for bringing it to us. I didn't catch it. What did he say?
He said Zhao Ying is peeing. Just in case everyone wants to jerk off.
No, I think he said Zhao Ying is ping.
Yeah, Zhao Ying ping. No, he's speaking Cantonese
ping?
To me.
Zhao Ying ping, how?
Zhao Ying. What was he telling us? That she's ready?
No, Zhao Ying's peeing.
Oh, that is hot.
See?
I'm sorry.
Zhao Ying, we can't talk. I guess, can we talk about it in front of her? She has an OnlyFans. She's naked all over the internet.
No.
Swear to God. Oh, I swear to, what do Chinese people pray?
Buddha?
A dragon.
I swear.
You swear to a dragon?
I swear to an elephant with eight arms, right? Or is that Indian?
That's Indian.
I have no idea.
You racist. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'll probably just check it out to see what's up. Yeah? Oh, look at us. We have there our we two go. Guests already. Who should I do first, Louis?
I think you do Zhao Ying first.
Yeah? Okay. Everyone?
Everybody?
She's done ping.
Everyone. She done ping? Tiger Mom Podcast, what species are you special? Done ping. It's the hilarious Joy Yang Summers, everyone.
Tonight,
Shen Yun, the ultimate sign of.
I've done so much for you.
You've done so much for me. What'd you do?
I got canceled from an Asian comedy festival because of a joke I made at.
On Legion of Skanks?
Yeah.
You were canceled.
Yeah, they.
You guys are clapping. You have no idea how hard it is to get booked at the Asian Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it is the Asian Comedy Festival on July.
Over a billion people in attendance.
Yes, just in India. So I'm the only person.
They drown a little baby girl at the opening ceremonies. Sorry.
Yes, that's. Yeah, I give my all to you guys.
Thank you.
That's Jay Oakerson, you have to have sympathy. It was an Indian joke.
Oh,
okay. You were saying Indian women are ugly.
Yes. So I said the most.
They had the cancer. They couldn't sue you for slander.
I said the most beautiful women were Indians. The most ugly also Indian. So this Indian woman, she was
one of the ugly ones.
Her chest hair on her face. She's like, oh, this chink is racist. Yeah. Anyways, it's okay. It's worth it.
She was combing her eyebrows.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
But that's not racist if you said the most beautiful women are also Indian.
I don't think that woman is Indian. She's probably a white lady.
But ugly.
Yeah, she's definitely ugly. She has chest hair on her face.
There
she's
you go. Okay. Seen that. Lewis, I think you should introduce.
Yes.
Our next guest. So you have the best personality for this.
I'm very, very excited about our next guest. He is the former ECW.
Oh, come on.
World Heavyweight Champion.
Start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. Dude. Get up for it. Come on.
Coming fresh off his final match at Joey Janela's Spring Break. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only legendary Sabu.
Sabu, welcome to the Legion of Skanks.
It looks like we just sold Joyang to Sabu.
How much?
Now take her home, Sabu. Do with her what you will.
Get his microphone for him.
Sabu, how much did you pay? How much did you pay for me to be your fifth wife?
I can't hear what you say.
Listen, Sabu, I don't think the problem is you didn't hear it. I think the problem is you need a translator.
Yeah, if you heard it, it wouldn't have been much clearer.
This is very exciting. This is a monumental moment. This is the second ECW wrestler that we've ever had on Legion of Skanks. We had the great New Jack twice before he passed away.
The late great, rest in peace, New Jack.
And New Jack was not kidding. He's a lunatic. He's actually a psychopath. So, we're happy to have you here, Sabu.
I'm very mild-mannered.
Yeah. I'm not a lunatic. Just eat your microphone a little bit.
Do what?
Yeah, get a little closer on that microphone.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. All right, sweet.
We have a fantastic show lined up for you today, Legion of Skanks, everyone. Sabu, you came on a good day.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
It's never a good day.
No. That's not true. It's the Springtown Olympics.
It's also Cinco de Mayo. I don't want to. By the way, we planned this whole show. We never thought once that it was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, we're not alcoholic teenagers.
No, Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of Mexican independence, you racist.
Oh, well, that's where I draw the line.
Did they ever really get independent, though, Lewis?
I don't know. Did they? I have no idea.
I don't know. Sometimes I just ask questions to sound smart.
I was also just guessing that it was Mexican independence. I have no idea what that is.
It is that.
Yeah. It's not. Shut up.
No, it was there.
Shut up.
Listen, it was there 4th of July.
Oh, I thought it was there 9/11.
They just had to be all Mexican about it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. There was a Mexican gentleman. He had some other thoughts.
Well, we do have a great show planned today. We have a lot of things going on right now. First of all, it is the finals of the Springfield Olympics, which is great.
Sabu, you have no idea how cool we are.
Joyang's here too.
Joyang and Sabu are both here. Rumor says she does OnlyFans. Not sure that's true.
I swear to God.
But I know we got fucking Sabu.
Sabu.
Pretty Eternal Olympics.
Oh, come on. No. In front of Sabu, really?
You're gonna make it. You're making us look like assholes.
I'm sorry, Sabu.
Sabu, I apologize. I'm so sorry. This is embarrassing in front of a world champion. We'll be right back with you in a second. Okay.
Spring Turtle Olympics is the Spring Turtle Olympics. Sabu at beach. Spring Turtle Olympics. Now with Sabu,
Owen and Joe Yang too.
It's the Springton
and Sabu.
It's the Olympics.
Yang.
It's the Springton Olympics.
Sabu.
Springton.
Come on, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
Out. From now it's going to be you have to kick him out.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? There's no double clap at the end. The fuck is... Have you? Do you not know the Night Court theme? I'm sorry, Sabu.
Sorry about that, bro. We're chill.
God damn it. Now we have to fucking sacrifice Joyang to Sabu.
Yeah. Sabu, if you're offended, we'll knock a few bucks off the price you paid for Joyang.
We have a lot to talk about. But it is the tiebreaker. It is the tiebreaker of the Spring Turn Olympics, which is the fucking best. So... Josh and Jake have both had to prepare something, and we decided we're going to do it up top. The second half, we're going to do the finals. All three of them had to prepare something for the finals, but Jake and Josh specifically, we asked them to prepare their own wrestling promo. And in a celebration of Sabu being here, we figured Sabu could help us judge this. He's a legend in the sport.
Now, Sabu, you know this well. So our guys, they're applying to work here for the show. They're going to cut wrestling promos, and you're gonna judge them. You're going to tell us how good they did as far as a real authentic wrestling promo. All the elements you would look for.
If you don't like it, you can do an Arabian facebuster to them. I would love that.
We have a chair.
I didn't notice, or if you watch me wrestle, I don't do interviews.
No,
so,
yeah.
Okay. I'm not much of a good judge at it. So I hate them all, so let's see them.
Good.
All right. That's cool. Everyone starts at zero. I like that. Make them earn it.
I just want to see you do an Arabian facebuster to Jake. That's all I want.
No.
Did you ever go on mic at ECW? I don't think.
No.
No, right? Ever, yeah. You just show up and lights would
fall. I said a word here and there, but no.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, our two intern hopefuls, Josh and Jake, have made two fucking promos that I think are going to be great. I feel good about both of them. They both want this very badly. Who are we going with first?
And by the way, one of these are going home right now. Whoever loses this, Joyang and Sabu are judging. So
you guys we don't mean just you don't have the job. We don't mean you have to leave. You have to go home. You can't go out after this.
Yeah, it's over.
This is it.
There's an Uber waiting for you outside.
Who's going first?
And you might get Arabian facebuster.
The first promo is from Jake.
The first promo is from Jake,
our holiday
intern, who's just skated by this competition by the skin of his teeth.
He's here for holidays.
I think he's lost twice already.
He's here for the holidays.
He's here for the holidays.
Too bad he didn't skate by the skin of his toenails.
Ew. What are we looking at? All right, let's see.
Yo, the fucking big toe, he gonna beat you within a foot of your life.
Now, understand this. You are messing with the big toe. The big toe, he's gonna take you down, baby. He's gonna rock your socks off. He's gonna jam you up, and then he's gonna nail you, baby. Because he is the big toe.
You and I both know you fuck with the big toe, you're gonna get clipped.
Hold on, baby.
You do that, baby. Come on.
I heard the big toe is the ultimate heel.
Well, it's the big toe. And it's Monday
good
night, May 5th, live. Legion of Skanks at the stand. Josh, you're going down. You're gonna need to see a doctor. Dr. Scholes, that is. And as for your little Miss Elizabeth, I'm going to turn her into my Swiss Miss. She doesn't want you Jufro, big chin, having ugly fuck. You're going down. The big toe.
That's it. All right.
All right. I'm going to...
I've never seen a pro with endorsements
I have
before.
A very favorable reaction to this. Big toe, great play. Great. I like that. Adding some Legion of Skanks favorites in there, great.
Man, was that a giant toe that was spinning around?
Yeah. He picked a theme. He stuck to it. He talked good shit. That was a good.
You guys got to understand, Jake has the most horrible feet in the history.
Oh, yeah. If you don't get it, his toes are gross.
Can I give him a thing in the spirit of ECW?
Please.
He also did like a parody of The Big Show by calling himself The Big Toe.
Oh, that's right.
The Blue World
Order. I thought
that
was a given.
Yeah. They were big on satire at ECW.
Question, Sabu. Who had the worst feet in wrestling that you've ever met?
Besides myself, Van Damme.
Van Damme?
He's got bad feet.
Horrible?
Really?
Not horrible. Bad.
Gorgeous face. Bad.
I mean, I almost want to... Jake, I feel like you should show Joyang and Sabu your feet.
I don't know. My feet are gorgeous.
Joyang, you have beautiful
feet. Joyang, if anyone can fix them, it's you.
Oh, my God. Look at these tiny little Asian feet.
Your toenails are so tiny.
All right. Stop touching all our stuff with your Asian feet.
Well, she did have them bound for years when she was a baby.
If you could wipe them on Lewis's Diet Coke.
It's very small. We have tiny feet.
You do have great feet, Joyang.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's like women have tiny feet because when your husband beat you, you can't run away.
Oh, nice. I thought so you could put your foot inside of him.
Sebo, are you a foot guy at all?
No.
Not at all. Wouldn't suck on a toe.
I have, but I don't.
You have? You just, it's not your thing. All right, that makes sense.
ECW groupie pussy in Philly must have been top notch at the time.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was. They're on their feet all day. You don't play their feet.
That's true. Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's a fair point.
I wouldn't suck a wrestling fan's feet.
It's hot in that arena.
Yeah, no doubt.
Chin.
All right, so now we have.
Yeah, this is Josh's promo.
This is Josh's promo. Let's see.
Made, precision crafted, and built to break you. I am Swiss Gold. Sure. You're not ready for this. 24 carats of pure charisma, 130 pounds of solid gold. Big toe, me big heel, and mine are flawless. The difference between me and you, I put in the work. A bum like you doesn't stand a chance. This is generational wealth. Dave and Jay's generations. Solid gold. I'm gonna do this to you, Jake.
Oh my God.
What's this? I'm surrounded by green? Well, a leprechaun should know his place. Cause there's a new gold standard. Ooh. That's gold!
Wow. Now, I will say, your face is almost as gross as Jake's feet. When you did the close-up on his face, that was horrifying.
But he's playing into his strengths, which is that wacky face.
And also, Josh had to empty his entire bank account to have all that cash on the floor.
That was $173 of cash. Aye!
Oh, my God.
Josh, I bet 20 bucks right now you can hold a quarter in that chin thing. I think a sideways quarter. You could hold it for a couple seconds at least.
I mean, I think we've decided that the rules were going to be that our guests were going to decide. I want to hear from Joyang first. What do you think here? Give me some feedback general.
Give us some feedback.
He's Hell yeah. very skinny.
Right.
He's very skinny. He's not attractive.
It's not who you want to fuck.
Yeah, I don't believe in him because he's very skinny.
You don't believe in him.
If he cannot feed himself, how can he feed me?
We're not talking about a life
again,
partner.
You're not going to date either of them. It's
no?
just no, no it's just
Joyang has no idea what's going on right now.
I saw that's the guy I had to marry.
You're not being sold to either of these
men.
Okay? You're judging the promos.
Your feet can be free.
It's a professional wrestling promo, Joyang.
Yeah, but he's too skinny. I don't believe he's a pussy. Can he die?
I just feel like you're loser. Not getting it.
I just want him to lose because he's too skinny.
You want him to lose because he's too skinny.
I don't respect him. If you don't eat your rice, you are a loser. Because like in China, we don't have enough rice for everyone. The one who's fat, winning. The ones
so are skinny people got to pay because all your people starve to death?
Skinny ones are disgusting. They should die. If you are skinny, you should die. Because if you are skinny, it means you are lazy. Because in America, if you have an energy, you can get food. But if you are still skinny, fuck off. You should die.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm starting to get a little offended by this. And I'm going to text someone about this on the phone that your sister made.
Go ahead.
Child sister.
I don't respect anyone who's skinny.
So you're voting for Jake,
Josh?
He's fat.
I just want you to know, Joanne, you're quickly getting your way to being canceled in half Blackville, wherever that is.
It's okay. They canceled me because I can't keep my hormones.
Mulattosburg?
What's that?
Mulattosburg.
Hey, folks.
Mulattoes.
Sabu, you're the professional here. You've seen a lot of wrestling promos. You've been in the business for a very long time. What did you think of these promos?
Pretty funny.
Pretty good.
I like them more than I thought I would.
All right. And what would you say of the two if you had to pick one?
First one.
Jake.
You like Jake.
All right, he goes Jake. So we got a split here. No, we got both Jake. Jake passes
How
through.
Did Jake possibly get through like that?
Jake is still alive, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell you something. It's crazy. And I mean this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all anymore. Josh's was so much better. He did a full dress-up. He shot it from an angle. It was a real...
Dude, if we did all of this for the last month and we end up with Jake again after him putting in the worst performance, after people being like, hey, Jake, are you going to add some skills or develop anything? He goes, nah, maybe I'll pop in by Christmas.
He just talked in his t-shirt.
He also had a bunch of cameos of a bunch of losers. No offense to Crack Amico and Drew.
Nah, dude. He got Crack Amico. He got Drew clearly right after Drew did our show.
That was wacky. It doesn't matter, Jake. What I'm saying is meaningless at this point. But Josh's promo was so much better.
look how disappointed Josh's face is.
It's crazy.
And I know you think it's just more ugly, but that's disappointment. Holy shit. Nobody saw that happening.
I did not see that coming. Wow.
Okay, well, Jake, you get through to the final side.
Somehow, Jake.
I like it. He's got nail clippers. You guys get it?
Oh, look at his toes, Joyang. Oh, look at him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, those toes are disgusting.
By the way, Sabu looked and just said, yeah.
Mine's worse than that.
You say yours is worse than that? No. It's Sabu, impossible.
Sabu, can you show us?
What's that? No.
Those are the worst. He has the worst feet I've ever seen in my entire life.
They are gross.
Oh, Jake. Oh, no. Jake, your feet shouldn't be exposed in a room with food.
Jake, don't listen to these guys. You're the eighth seed who's making a run to the finals.
What'd you say?
If a chick had those toes, I'd suck them.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Sabu, you are hardcore.
Pinfalls count anywhere.
I would rather be beaten with a Singapore cane.
The key word was if a chick.
If a chick.
Sure. But if a chick presented that foot for me to suck, I'd put a lighter on the bottom of her foot.
Chick, woman, rat.
So Sabu, they have some highlights. You had it was your final match that you did a couple weeks ago?
It was my last match. It wasn't my final match.
So your most recent match. Yeah. So you're saying there will be another one?
Probably.
All right. Good for you, dude.
Thanks for the bad information, G. Mike.
The truth is, I had so much more I wanted to do in that match, but I got knocked out halfway through it. So they threw in a bunch of bullshit, and it wasn't my match.
Okay. Now, when was your first match? Do you remember what year it was?
Yeah, I wasn't Sabu. I was Terry SR. I think October 85.
Oof, really? That's pretty incredible that you just had a match the other week. His first one was in 1985. That's fucking nuts, dude.
This is a death match.
Yeah, these are highlights of his final death match against Joey Janela, the bad boy.
It's not his final match. Say it again.
His last match, asshole.
I'm gonna fucking come over
God
there.
God damn it, G Mike.
God damn it.
G Mike.
Joey Janela. Sets up the chair once again. Keep your eye on Sabu. The chair.
Oh my God.
Into the barbed wire he goes. Drive a barbed wire net on that side of the ring as well. Squire between the ring posts, looking to send Sabu into it.
Oh, no! Stop!
This is what I want to do to Jake right now.
Crashing to the floor hard.
Is that where you were knocked out?
Yeah, I think so, Lewis.
Set through two.
Now, Lewis, it's coming up any second now.
How much does barbed wire suck to wrestle on?
It don't suck that much.
Do you?
Like, I assume you're, numb at a certain point.
Like, do you have so much adrenaline going that you don't even really feel it, or do you feel every inch of that?
You feel it, but you don't put it over. I don't know how to say it. You know, feel it. It's uncomfortable, but it's not as painful as you. It's as painful as you make it.
Right.
If you're afraid of it, it's painful.
Okay.
If you don't give a fuck, it's not so bad.
I'm terrified of it. Can we go get barbed wire right now? I want to see.
Lewis, let me bash you over the head with a fluorescent light.
Why didn't we think to get real barbed wire and fucking make them lay on barbed wire? That's a much better
thing. Yeah, that's crazy. You should do it too, Lewis.
I didn't lay it. I fell in it, jumped in it.
No, I would. I'm gonna.
It wasn't like I. It wasn't like I was laying on a bed of nails. That's different.
Yeah, of course. That's.
So that fall, you were out cold.
And so I split the back of my head. I woke up in a pool of blood.
And so what do you do when you wake up?
My eyes are open, but I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
My body was vibrating.
Jeez.
But you kept wrestling after it.
Well, Fonzie, my manager, came over to me. He just said, "You got knocked out." I said, "Yeah, I thought I did." He goes, "Just wait here for a minute." And then all this other shit was going on. So I waited until I got my bearings back until I got back in.
Okay.
But I wanted to do a whole lot more.
Fucking industry, right? That's the way they are. It's like, get back up. Get in there.
So much planned in my head to do that when that happened, I forgot.
Now, I get what you're saying. My flight got delayed yesterday. That was pretty rough.
You said Fonzie, your manager?
Yeah.
Is it Bill Alfonso?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, shit. Still, that's great. That's amazing. I just rewatched the ECW documentaries this weekend to kind of brush up. But I'm from Philly, so, I mean, I got to go to a Viking Hall and watch at ECW Arena a bunch of things when they were happening. There's nothing like it. There was nothing
that was
like that.
This morning, or just 2 days ago, right?
What was?
The ECW thing.
Oh, no, the documentary that came out?
No, I thought you meant the...
yeah, they had an event.
No, just a couple days.
Did they?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't
right,
know that
yeah, you were telling me about that in the green room. Yeah. Yeah, they're still doing... And is that like... Is it... Who owns it now? Is it Paul Heyman still? Or
no,
is it like
no. It was just a convention, wrestling convention, ECW reunion, and everybody else wants to come in.
Okay, cool.
And they paid me to come, and, you know...
That's cool.
What's the craziest thing physically that you've gone through with wrestling?
Nothing that much.
I mean, that one seemed pretty wild.
That was insane.
I guess the craziest thing would be the fire match we had in Japan, except for it wasn't crazy for me. It was crazy for my uncle. It was crazy for me to watch it. To be in it.
Why was it crazy for your uncle?
They had a fire match. They didn't tell us until about 5 days before the match we were going to have a fire match. Didn't think, excuse me.
It's a pretty big detail.
Oh, by the way, while you guys are lacing up, I thought I'd come and tell you you're on fire.
Pretty much like that. And then, so we didn't think too much about it because we figured, you know, they're not stupid. They'll be safe about it. Well, they were stupid. So they soaked these 2x4s in kerosene, put it on the barbed wire, and when they lit them, they came to me and said, "Don't do nothing big until the fire dies down, and then do some high spots." I said, okay, so we get in the ring. Fire goes crazy and never dies down.
Oh, shit.
So
was this actually the match? No, this is just
this is it.
This is it.
This is afterwards. This is after I jumped out. Before I jumped out, the fire got too hot. We're all in the ring. We're all crawled to the middle because we couldn't hear or breathe. This is way after that.
Jesus.
And there we go.
Wait till it dies down.
So you're telling me it was hot in there.
And the logo in the middle was melted. There's a FMW plastic logo.
Yeah,
melted.
This is just an average day in China, right, Joang?
Yeah.
This is just the way they live.
Pretty much is what you have to escape. To
Yo,
get to
I'll have
country.
The pork and beef combo over rice.
If you can't suffer the fire, you should die.
If you want extra soy sauce, dive through the fire.
We need more rice. We need more rice for the rest of us. So if you are weak, you should die.
You are obsessed with rice and people dying because they don't have enough rice.
I love it. Yes, because like if they are slow and lazy, you should die.
Right. And then more rice for you.
Yes. Thank you. He get me.
Yeah.
Big J, you are so special.
Yes,
likes rice.
I know Luis wants to make you evil, but you are
real big into Eastern culture.
I know. We love you. I know Luis wants to make you a devil, but you are actually sweet.
You think I make him the devil?
I know, because you are the devil.
I am the devil. I'm a nice person.
It's okay. You are the king of the devil.
King devil.
But I guess Big J is king sweet. Jew. Well, we know King Jew. You are sweet. Mm-hmm. I can breastfeed you. I like you.
No, thank you.
Are you giving milk these days?
He's autistic. It's okay.
Yeah, you're autistic because you don't want to suck a titty on the show.
I'm a daywalker, but sure, yeah. I'm half autistic.
Dave is gay.
Two choices in life, gay. Dude. You can either suck a titty on the show or you're gay.
All right, give me Jake's toe.
It's time to prove.
Wow.
Joanne, you'd be a great pro wrestling manager.
I can be so good because I tell the truth. I'm like, you're a fan.
Now, we don't really need you to do that, but can you throw salt in someone's eyes?
Yeah. That's huge. Obviously. That's big. I can do it. I won't blink.
Can you do a thing like where you bow and then when they bow back to you, you kick him in the face or something?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yes. I don't think I have a soul.
Can you carry an urn? I don't know why. I just want to see her carrying an urn.
I'll carry Bobby Lee's father. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You couldn't treat female wrestlers the way you could back in ECW times. Now they're all respected athletes.
Ugh. Yeah.
Boo. They used to be there so Tommy Dreamer could fucking motorboat their snatch. It was the best. That was the commercial for the videotapes were always like, see the night that Kimono Lee got naked on top of the ECW arena. It's always like that was the sell.
Hell yeah. They also hired the prostitute that got caught with Hugh Grant.
Divine Brown.
Yeah, dude.
I forgot that.
Joyang, I'm going to point out that was crazy the way you poured that water.
I'm sorry.
She poured it all over the table like a lunatic. Are you okay today?
I'm sorry. I was a waiter, but I got rich and I forgot about the life I had. Sorry.
Joyang does. You crush it on the road. You're selling out everywhere.
I'm sorry. Luis, I was a broke hoe, but now I'm rich because I'm selling tickets to people who don't understand. I don't speak English.
They don't even understand.
Like they actually. I don't even speak English. They are buying
We
tickets.
Know.
I feel bad. You know, because you're smart.
Like, you do your show in Chinese?
No, in English. But like if you, like they would buy
She put three vowels in the word English.
Yeah.
And weirdly, it was the only word I understood.
And I don't believe there was an R in there ever. English?
English?
English.
It's English, yes.
Speak English.
That was fucking wild. Yeah, all that. Joyang, what's the most painful thing you've ever experienced physically?
So I was in Japan.
Flat dick.
Tiny dick. It's very bad. But like when I was in Japan, I had to pretend that I love Japanese. It was very hard for me.
Why?
Because I like the money, but like I don't like the people because you know they. Because
their eyes go up.
Also, like,
yeah,
you
Chinese,
know...
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at
yeah, it's a war, you know. They went to China, then they invaded every single city, and then they murdered and killed everyone.
Yeah, I but mean, you got that back.
No.
Nobody could tell
anybody
what
I was trying to be very Chinese, and in Japan, it was difficult because I want to be popular there. But at the same time, like, I want the tickets out, but then I don't want to be the loser who forgot about history. So it was very tricky.
It is hard.
The ninja is so much cooler than karate.
That is true.
Yes, yes, yes.
Keep that in mind. The ninja is way cooler than
karate. Karate is from Korea.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, what's from China?
Kung Fu.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee did Jeet Kune Do.
Judo.
Yeah.
Judo is from Japan.
What kind of species are you, sir?
Lebanese.
So you are a Middle Eastern?
Yes.
Do you think women should be driving?
No, they should have their ass kicked in. No.
They should not be driving, right?
No, of course they can drive.
Do you have a big dick?
No. Just said no.
Please, he said no.
In a very serious way, you said no.
You are so respectful. Like, I really respect you.
Hey.
How big is your dick? Like,
bigger than that. Hold my hand. Keep going.
That's huge. That's what are you talking huge. About?
That's big. That's
the
big.
Fuck you talking
that's half
about?
A, that's half a Joe Yang.
That's like a three.
I never break.
Three grip rolls, like the grip thing.
If you fuck Joe Yang, you're gonna see your dickhead behind her tit.
I. Wow, why does every guy like anal sex?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
But if you have anal sex, the girl is still a virgin.
Oh, you meant? You don't have a virgin. I thought you meant fucking me. No.
Do you like anal sex?
Not on me, no.
No?
Not anymore.
Okay. Those days are over.
He's very cool.
You still went away a long
you are Lebanese. So
I, that was his second match in 1986.
That was my last.
It's Lebanese.
Loser takes it up the ass match.
They told him while he was lacing up his boots.
It could only happen in Japan.
Yeah, guys, the ring's on fire and loser gets fucked in the ass. All right. Have a great show out there, guys. Have a great show, boys.
Oh, fuck. Who was the most difficult person to work with?
Taz.
Taz.
But he was also one of the best to work.
Yeah, you guys had some legendary matches.
But and one of the things I watched this weekend is that you guys actually didn't like each other behind the scenes for a while.
Didn't hate, but didn't give a fuck about each other.
Yeah.
And then didn't he fucked his neck up real bad, right?
Yeah.
Taz, like, broke his neck and then he couldn't wrestle anymore or something, right?
Yeah, he pushed out, yeah.
There you go. That's what I was saying. That was the subtext to it.
Because you've broken your neck. It came right back. It was still going.
Pushed him out. Phew. 2 weeks later.
Two weeks.
But you had a 2 week recovery from breaking your neck?
No, I had 2 weeks of no matches. After 2 weeks, I had to go to Japan and I couldn't cancel. So it wasn't like I wanted to.
Man, or Stone Cold Steve Austin's a faggot.
I had to.
Stone Cold Steve Austin's a faggot. He took off forever.
I always said that. I wouldn't do that. He told me nothing.
He was in the ECW for a bit, wasn't he?
He had a couple matches, yeah.
Right before, there was a time I had a hiatus from there for a few months. He was there when I wasn't there.
Okay.
Then when I came back, you ran.
And he's still running. Where are you, Stone Cold?
He's trying to run. You see his knees?
Do you like the niche audience more, or was it cool to have, like, WWF size audiences? What do you prefer?
The smaller ones.
Smaller ones, yeah. It's more like.
Those people were there because they loved our wrestling, not just wrestling. WWE audience is a lot of general fans. They don't have anybody in particular they like other than who's ever popular.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I agree. I thought that the ECW
audience. Not popular or not, those people still came to see me.
I also prefer small audiences. Me, I don't like on the road. Like who even cares? Like who wants big audiences? I love just.
What am I gonna do? A theater where nothing's personal?
It's fucking crazy.
We're not talking about money. We're talking about the art.
I find that I'm too nuanced for large spaces with big audiences and cavernous rooms.
You know, like Shane Gillis does stadiums. I couldn't even imagine how much that sucks.
Oh, hey, you don't even get the comedy. Give me a half-sold comedy club.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's where magic happens.
That's where Big J. Okerson flourishes.
No, we're saying get the mic covered, Jake, you retard. What are you doing?
We didn't ask you to towel off our guests.
Why are you bringing napkins to everybody? You didn't know what I said, so we just got napkins for everybody.
Hey, Jake. Hey, Jake, you're coming off a big win. I appreciate you taking the initiative and getting some napkins.
Jake, are you still barefoot? Oh, I was going to ask if you can climb the brick wall. I was going to see if you could have fucking stuck on the wall like a sloth.
There's a big question.
No, what I was saying is the bigger the audience is, yes, more money. But we're not talking about the more money. You said what I prefer.
Prefer the show, yeah, show-wise. Hell yeah.
Art-wise, performance-wise. Sure. I'd rather perform in front of people, smaller crowd, if they know who I am, than people who don't give a fuck who I am just waiting for the next match.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a small house show. It wasn't ECW. It was just a small. Rob May, who took me up in Toronto once. In a very small ballroom, low ceiling. And the guys were still doing, like, top rope flips. They're just doing it forward instead of up. And just, like... the appreciation of the audience. I felt like them as performers. I'm like, they must feel so good. I mean, it's like standing ovations when they did a bunch of like moves, like string them together. It's pretty neat. Yeah.
Who's your, like, excluding yourself, who to you in the ECW era was like, that guy was the best?
Well, besides Van Damme, that'd be cheating. Terry Funk, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Terry Funk was a man. And he got like some mainstream love at the end of his career, but he did a lot.
On and off, his whole career, on and off.
Yeah, like, but he did a lot of gangster shit.
You guys know the Funks, Terry and Dory wrestled the Sheik and Abdullah in 1980. That's what brought wrestling to the mainstream in Japan. If it wasn't for that match, wrestling would still be laughed at.
Really? I didn't know that.
But Terry they brought it to the mainstream. They started treating the wrestlers like baseball players.
Japan. You hear that?
Well, I don't like them.
The market that matters.
I remember the Japanese.
When I saw, when I went to ECW at the Orange County Fairgrounds, it was so funny. This was like, the audience is so brutal. Like, if they love you, they fucking love you. But if they don't love you, they're just like fucking vicious. And it was Jim the Anvil Neidhart versus Marty Jannetty. And the audience just started throwing shit in the ring and chanting Sean and Brett.
Oh, that's mean.
It was so fucking brutal. Oh, it was hilarious.
That's part of the show, is them hating part of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to like the whole show to be...
If you're getting a reaction, I guess, that's all that matters. People are fucking super...
If they hate you and they're reacting to you, you're doing your job.
Yeah. That's what I like about my comedy show.
If they're silent, then...
Well, never mind.
That's what Lewis always says.
Sometimes. Walking out is reacting, asshole. I'm winning. So we have a couple more bits here before we get into our second half of the show, where we're going to continue the Spring Turn Olympics. But there's a big meme going on right now, which is who would win in a fight, 100 men versus one gorilla.
Yeah.
And we wanted to figure out who would win in a fight, 100 Joyangs versus one Sabu.
Is it 100 men? I thought it was like 100 women.
It was 100 men.
100 men.
Oh, no. The thing that's going around is 100 men versus a gorilla.
One gorilla.
Yeah. But we want to go... 100 Joyangs versus one Sabu.
Sabu. Let's compete.
I mean...
No, we can't actually make it happen. We couldn't possibly have 100 Joyangs.
Sabu, could you beat 100 Joyangs?
Probably, but I would...
Sabu, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the beer. But
beer is considered a soft drink in Russia.
What if she beats you to death with nagging?
What if she bitches you to death?
What if she just nags till you go, all right, it's a beer.
Okay, pin me. Pin me, bitch, enough.
I don't even know.
Do you like it?
It's good enough.
Stop shaming Sabu, Joyang.
You got water in there.
Is this why Japan invaded you guys?
Is it this kind of behavior?
Sharing the beer. Love it. Get him another beer.
By the way, in Lebanon, you guys are married now. That's above board. You're his belonging now.
Joyang, who wins in a fight, 100 of you or one Sabu? How would you do it? How would you approach it if there was 100 of you?
Well, if we fight fairly, I'll lose. But if I give him a BJ, he dies.
Why?
You'll suck his dick to death?
I'll suck his dick until...
How hard are you sucking?
His eyeballs go into his head.
You see inside his heart just goes like this? Just going
Wait,
down
Joe, you bite it off. You
bite it off.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to let you then.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. Jalene, you realize there was 99 more of you coming. Like, you didn't have to just go at it yourself.
Yeah, if you're all just going for his cock with your teeth, you're just going to catch a bunch of knees in the face. It's going to be light work.
Well, I won't be a hero. I won't give it all my all.
The idea is to get a couple of Joyangs behind him, and then a couple of Joyangs in front of him, start working the arms, getting a hold of the legs.
Yeah.
Then you bite off his dick. But that's like the 40th Joyang. Yeah. You can't even get to his dick until you're at 40 Joyangs.
I think it would be...
It would be fast, if it happens at all.
4 Joyangs per limb to hold him down. A couple Joyangs behind his head.
No, dude, I'm telling you, Sabu is fucking simple.
He's
hip tossing 4 Joyangs. She's teensy.
You're a badass.
Unless she's wearing a 30-pound clit ring, she's easy to flip around.
I 100 is a lot.
It's a 100. Lot. I think I could beat. I think I could take pretty easily 25 to 30 Joy Yangs.
Dude, at least.
Sure? What?
Are you sure?
Yes, Joy Yang. Okay.
Yes. In fact, I think in the first 20 or 25, I'm trying to end it in fun ways. Like if I could just use my head and just like going for a headbutt. And then like this one's going to be straight elbows, up, like up elbows exclusively. And yeah. then you start getting exhausted. And you got to start being a little more like, you know, grab them by the head and clunk their heads together. You got to start doing a little more creative. You got to start leveling a few at a time.
Did you see the one bouncer versus like, it was like 20 black chicks in a bar? Did you see that video? Do you, Mike,
but
try
the
to find
game
it?
Is not
you
one.
You didn't say
at
black chicks,
time.
You said Zhao Yang's.
It was black chicks. Dude, how many? I could take 3 black chicks tops. Black chicks are fucking hardcore.
How big are they? Big mamas?
Big mamas. Yeah. Try to find that video. It was on the Reddit, I believe. It's one bouncer, and he just is like, fuck this. And he starts wailing on these bitches.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Look, they're going after him.
Justified.
Justified.
Justified. Very justified.
I mean,
dude, stop it. He's beating him up like movie shit where he's pushing 3 into a fucking jukebox and the song changes.
Look, the other security guard's like, hey, man, stop. He's like,
dude, you want some of this? It's so fun.
Wow. There was one dude in there.
Yeah, I feel like those big black chicks are way tougher than Joy Yang. No offense, Joy Yang.
They have big tits and big ass.
Let me say this. I think now watching this, I think the terrain, the area
easy.
Where you fight is what...
Sorry. But Jay was going extra racist on that one.
I think it's where you're fight, like locked in a small space the way they were, I could see now clearly that 100, no fucking chance. Because like... You just can't. But if you have room to move around,
open space.
Like if you could really get away from this, like if
you
just get
if you
five,
put him in like the African Serengeti.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes. Exactly. There's a fucking.
Jay, we're watching 1,000 men versus 1 gorilla right now. This is what we're seeing. Okay.
Yes.
It's and yeah, sure. The gorilla can
core
do good
Dave.
For a while.
But that
but
is.
Eventually, you're going to get hold of them. You can never look. There, it's a game of numbers.
I'd say 100. In open space, you have much more of a fight. This is you're gonna get creamed eventually by 20
girls.
Yeah,
I mean they have to be pretty tough girls.
It's a small space; you can't get away.
I
at all. So the ones come behind.
55 Alexes.
Lose.
Well, Alexes, yes.
Alex is a different story.
Alex is a different story.
Skinny white.
Bitch.
I think 12 of me could take.
Are you out
Shut
of your fucking
fuck
mind?
Are you out of your Alex, string bean fucking
I mean,
head? Alex, listen, I'll use you as a I'm weapon saying, and start swinging at the other Alexes.
Dude, Alex, I'll say this, and Lewis gets like has a lot of bravado in these situations. Jay is a much bigger guy than me. There's no chance 12 of you could
12?
Take. 12? I would fuck up 12 without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
I would fuck up.
I might kill
Alexes.
One of you with a facepalm
I mean,
push.
I literally, it's not even a chance. If you went 12, like if it got to 100 Alexes, I might be like, maybe they, so many are on an arm, so many are on a leg. 12 Alexes, I don't even have to crack my knuckles.
Yeah. I'm worried that I'm going to kill 6 of you.
Alex, I love you.
Alex,
are,
I would beat you with arm punches.
Alex, you are one of my favorite people. But for you to enter the, like, you're just, your every Alex goes down with one shot.
The first three?
That's the problem.
Alex,
every shot puts an Alex,
Alex
down.
The first three Alexes, I try to murder with a heart punch. I try to see if I could shut you off like a fucking switch. I just see if I can fucking get to the heart and light it out.
Her What's eyes Alex? On the back of her
just,
head, she
oh, just
crumbled.
The first three Alexes, I'm trying. Remember the shit that she learned at the end of Kill Bill 2? I'm trying those things where you got to walk 7 steps off and your heart explodes.
I'm going to try to punch you over like ropes, like see if you go like completely over them.
Alex, it's literally, it's as many punches as I have in me as many Alexes as I can beat.
Yes, until I exhaust
until
from punches.
I'm like, you know what, dude? My arms are pretty tired.
And
I
honestly,
could beat 300
after that,
Alexes.
If you, throw, way, if you throw all the punches you can throw,
you
and then
throw.
I'm out, I go, now I got to sit here and recover with 30 Alexes on me. Give me a minute.
Well, no,
I'll
that's
breathe.
What happened. As soon as you're done punching, you're like, wait, I can still kick. Now I'm going to kick another 60 Alexes.
Oh, it's just straight Spartan kicks, but that's going to be less. That's more energy. But I will say, that, yeah, you could just fucking, I'm telling you, you could shut Alexes off.
Oh, easy. It actually seems fun. As I'm talking about it, it seems like it would be heaven for me.
It would be a lot of fun.
It's literally,
sure.
The question with Alex is, they go, how many light switches do you think you could turn off?
Yeah, basically. Just got to reach out and shut her off. It's that simple.
No, I'm kidding, Alex. You do great.
No.
12. Alex, really, give me your defense. What would be the strategy here?
I think if we all rushed you at once, some of us could claw your eyes
Can
out.
Can I tell you something?
Out?
They'd be afraid. The fear of the Alexes would all fucking at once. They'd start talking and strategizing. I'd just start blasting you guys in your fucking dumb ears.
So, no, some of us would get really fucked up, but the ones on your back would claw your eyes out.
I put that was back headbutt.
The Alex. Ones on the back start becoming weapons of pulling over in my body and smashing into the front
Alex,
Alexes.
That was
the back Alexes become front Alexes.
That was very, Alex, that was very big of you.
The back Alex's become front Alex's is the name of the show.
Alex on my back, clack! And that just fucking bowling pins like 10 more Alex's. It's cake work.
Oh, God, you'd be so fun to beat up.
I'll tell you what, if we ever get cloning technology, first thing I'm doing is making 12 Alex's. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna fucking murder them one at a time.
So, all right, this is kind of a funny idea. So, Joyang, we decided that since Joyang doesn't really know anything about wrestling,
no.
She had no idea what was even going on during the beginning segment, and Jake is moving on. It's making me furious because
it's okay. Outlandish that he it's beat outlandish. Josh in that.
Sabu just didn't care in the beginning, and Joyang had no idea what was going on. So we decided we're going to have Joyang guess the name of pro wrestlers.
Yay! I love that.
I like this. Wait, every organization or is this just ECW? Okay, great. Sabu ECW. Beautiful. All right, let's go. Hey.
You can pick any of his names.
Ugly Bear.
Ugly Bear.
Not a terrible guess.
That's not a bad name.
Not a terrible guess. Not.
Thank you, Alex.
You want to take another shot?
Disgusting. Autistic guy.
Disgusting what?
Yeah. Autistic.
Autistic. Okay. Oh.
Well, now those are legit descriptions.
He does look like a Legion of Skanks fan.
Wait, who? Him or the sock? Me and Jay saw him once at an airport.
Yeah.
And then we laughed the hardest we've ever laughed.
Because
we were so tired. It was like fucking just 4 a.m. or something like that at an airport. And then we just saw him walk by. And then me and Jay just were laughing about how hard it would be, how funny it would be if one of us just hit him with a chair and then the other one counted 1, 2, 3. And then we started celebrating how we're the hardcore champions.
Yeah, he goes, pinfalls count anywhere, man. And he goes up to him and goes, oh, Mick Foley, it's a great thing.
And then I rip off my referee shirt.
1, 2, 3. Hardcore champion town.
Get on the plane. Get on the plane.
That's.
You got to put the belt on the machine.
The character there was Mankind.
That was Mankind, but he also.
Which was one of the
Cactus
coolest.
Jack was when he was in ECW. He was
and Cactus Foley. Jack was a. But Mankind Dude Love, I would have accepted. A very cool character that he developed. Yeah. It was Mankind like dark.
Nothing was better than Cactus Jack.
Fair.
ECW yeah. era.
Yeah.
When he tag teamed with Mikey Whipwreck, and Mikey's yeah. whole thing was that he could only get beat up, and then he was terrified, and Cactus Jack would be like, Mikey loves it. Bang bang. It was the fucking best.
Cactus Jack was a great character. I still think to me the greatest wrestling match I've ever seen was what fucking Mick Foley did with The Undertaker. Where he fucking threw him off the Hell in the Cell thing. Yeah. That was just insane. He threw him off like 3 times. The whole match was just throwing him off and then stopping.
One of them was choke slamming him through it onto Tax.
Which I think
his
one
tooth
of them
was coming through
accident.
His lip.
One of them wasn't supposed to happen.
The cage wasn't supposed to
happen. I think that wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah.
What would you rather, Tax or barbed wire?
Barbed wire
all day. Tax suck even more?
No, but they use them more than once and they're not sanitary.
They reuse Tax?
Yeah.
They what is the budget over there?
They can't get a new thing of tax.
But you can think to get.
Where were you wrestling?
Boy, public school? $4 million tax for $3.
I would never trust him to.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to the next wrestler.
The dangers in the infection.
You got to know this one.
This is your guy.
It's your father.
He's the sumo champion.
Japanese?
By the way, he is Filipino. He's from Hawaii.
Remember what they did to you?
Well, no, wait. He's Filipino, but he's
His character is Japanese.
He's playing Japanese.
My nails.
What do you think his name is?
This is the only one you have a shot of getting.
Kaiser Permanente?
What'd you say?
Yes.
Kaiser Permanente? Yes. That's actually it. You got it.
Kaiser Permanente? What a specific guess of a crazy name.
Okay, do you know he's a sumo
wrestler? That should be
the
name of a wrestler. Kaiser Permanente.
Do you know what they call the sumo champions?
The champion?
Big Nipple King?
Big Nipple King. Yes, that's his name. Big Nipple King. Yokozuna.
Yokozuna.
His nipples
that's
are also small.
Japanese.
Yeah.
What is he?
He was a Samoan.
He's Samoan, yeah.
Yeah.
Samoan? So
he's a Polynesian technically?
He's British, if you want to get down
British?
To it.
British? So he's a Polynesian. Yeah.
If we're talking ownership.
Like by Guam? Where is he? Like he's by Guam.
I have no idea.
He was Samoan. What are we doing here? He was Samoan.
So he's that peasant.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
I wouldn't know him if he's
rest
not
in
important.
Peace. He died years ago.
Thank God.
From a broken heart.
Jesus Christ.
He's fat. No, I'm happy he died, but like I'm happy he won things for us, but like I don't think he's anyone important.
Okay, let's go to the next
fair
one.
Enough.
Sorry. He has AIDS.
He has AIDS.
He's sweaty. He's like, you're my huckleberry. He's
what do you think? What do you think his name is?
Miso disease. I don't know. He is sick. He's tired, and he. Is this the Asian girl?
No, no.
And she better.
You can guess. I bet you can guess her name. Come on.
Her name is like Yoko Ono. I don't know.
No.
But he looks like he's tired and he's sick. He's sweaty.
Absolutely.
He's like you suck that dick and you show up. I think he's. And
okay.
He has disease. He
there we go.
Being fucking lady boys. And
no doubt. No doubt. Now, what do you think his name is?
His name is that, I don't know, The Last Samurai?
The Last Samurai.
Okay.
Sandman.
Sandman.
And his, and his and his valet, her name was simply Woman, which is a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked like a woman.
Yeah.
Was that really her name?
Yeah,
just
Woman.
Woman?
Just, he, yeah, he called her Woman.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked.
His whole character was like just a beer drinking, cigarette smoking. He's actually coming on in 2 weeks, Sandman.
I don't think it was a character.
Yeah. Yes.
He looks tired and sweaty. Oh.
Now, be careful.
Now, don't say anything that's going to get
you
canceled.
Don't you disrespect the legend.
No, I won't.
All right, here's a hint. We told you he's been on this show twice. He knows who he is.
He knows who he is, obviously.
What? No, the game is
you
guessing.
You have to guess. Guess the name. What do you think? Just go. First thing that comes to your mind, Drang. First word that comes to your mind. Go. Any word. Go.
New blank city.
Black Bruce Lee.
Black Bruce Lee. New Jack.
New Jack.
Close.
Close.
Oh, shit.
Zach Amico.
Fuck.
He's going to say, used to host a podcast with Lewis. They just started doing their own thing.
That's Big J.
Yeah.
I saw that one. It does kind of like
I saw that one coming down the pike. I saw that one coming down the pike.
By the way, if you just typed in, give me an image of Big J wearing blue to ChatGPT, this is what they would give you.
You're not wrong.
Did you ever work with New Jack or like or
that's
how
Big
how
J wannabe.
You...
That's Big J wannabe.
Was he cause we had him on the show when he was a lunatic. Like actually...
I don't think he's as great as Big J. He's Big J wannabe. That's what he is.
Right, yeah.
You had his name?
I don't know. He don't have tiny dick.
So tiny big dick Big J?
No, tiny dick.
Just tiny dick.
Tiny yeah, look at that.
Close. Blue mini.
You were right there.
Yeah, Michael. Those
you were knocking on the door of it.
Do we have another one? This is the last one. Let's see, Joanne. Come on, you got to get one of these.
Oh, okay. Ready. He's cute. but he looked tired. I don't know. He is like...
One of the most... He's a hardcore legend.
I don't know. Like a retired porn star.
Give him a name. Don't describe
not,
him.
You, do you understand the game?
Just say Chris.
Okay, Chris Jenner. Chris.
Chris Jenner.
Yep, Chris. That's
I mean,
him.
He's not as hot as he should be. He is.
That is David Arquette. He's a famous actor.
I
who
know
did.
Him. He's my friend.
He's your friend.
Can I text him right now?
You can text David Arquette?
Oh, I feel guilty, though.
His sister died
his
from trans.
Is actually yeah. A friend.
Sister was trans. I think he married Monica from Friends.
Did
yes.
She die?
No.
Yeah.
She
trans
dead.
One?
She died.
And Monica.
Killed herself.
They're Patricia Arquette dead. Killed herself?
All that was the trans one.
You
one.
Son of a she bitch. Took out Monica from Friends
have,
with her.
I have text him.
I remember that the
trans one was in Wedding Singer.
The trans one was also in the movie Threesome. played a gay guy in the movie Threesome. I used to jerk off to Threesome. This is probably like
that Lara Flynn Boyle.
Lara Flynn Boyle and Stephen Baldwin and some other dorky guy.
It's the guy who is now, he's on The Handmaid's Tale. Whenever I see him, I remember him from Threesome.
Did you jerk off to Threesome?
He's two also dudes, in Big Love.
And then he would touch his ass, and it was like, oh, I'm not supposed to jerk off to this,
yeah.
But he still did.
I'm like, well, they're still getting pussy between them, even though they're touching each other's asses.
You did
get
to see Laura Flynn Boyle's tits, so yeah. Very jerkable.
No? All right.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, Joey Yang doesn't know any wrestlers. Yay!
I don't know where we thought that bit was going to go, but it went right where
I had a vision, and it wasn't the one I pictured.
All right, so we have the second part of the show coming up. We're going to finish off the Springtown Olympics, but let's do some plugs real quick. What are we plugging? Sabu, where can people find you?
You can't.
You can't, okay. Parts unknown. Sabu does not want to be found.
Don't look for me.
Joyang, what are you plugging?
JoyangSummers.com and JoyangSummers everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, and whatever you want.
Hell yeah. Go see Joyang on the road. She's very funny. Very funny stand-up
comedian.
Thank
you so much, Luis.
She's a lunatic. This is what you get.
Can I get on the Legion of Stanks in
Skankfest?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, my God. My manager is like, can you get on your knees and beg Luis?
No,
like,
you don't have to get on your knees.
Will you judge the naked roast, please, God?
Yeah, I won't do it.
Would you judge the naked roast?
Obviously.
You have to be naked, though. No cameras, though.
I mean, I have less kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
that's
why
we're asking.
Luis, Big J, they are nice.
I bet.
They are really good.
I told Jay
what a great chance everyone to see him if you.
I told Jay that you have an OnlyFans before the show started. He got very excited.
Yeah, but I have nothing on there. I only have the comedy bullshit.
Yeah, I'll check.
Yeah, I actually
just pop in.
I'm a business bitch.
Sure.
I founded the first OnlyFans comedy show at my club in Pasadena. So I had Matt Rife on my show. So I produced the first.
You had Matt Rife on your show?
The first, yeah. Matt Rife was on my show for the first OnlyFans Comedy Festival at my comedy club in Pasadena.
Well, we've always been big supporters of Matt Rife.
Thank you. Matt Rife, my life, whatever
Matt Rife
it is.
Stadium. It's where the...
He's not a lesbian. He's a man.
He's not a lesbian.
He's an insurance company.
Whatever it is. But he's actually a man, not a lesbian. So I booked him on the show. So I produced the first OnlyFans.
I want to hate Matt Rife, but every time I watch one of his long crowd work clips, it's just genuinely funny.
You're like, oh, yeah. I wish that was Matt Rife.
I guess they are setting you up to not like Matt Rife. I've met him enough.
No, I met him too. He's a sweetheart of a guy. But he's so good looking and successful. You want to hate somebody like that.
Yeah, sure, you do. Sure. You should. Yeah. And he's a lesbian. I wish I can be.
Oh.
Anyway, so that was the thing.
You can take it out.
Speaking of Skankfest, Skankfest tickets are on sale right now, guys. Go to skankfest.com. There's very few all-access passes left. It's the biggest festival we've ever done, so there's less than 200 all-access passes left altogether. There's a handful of day passes. Saturday is going fast as well. Saturday is going to sell out very quickly. So don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. It's a goddamn blast. Shout out to Yo Kratom for making it possible. Go to skankfest.com right now and get your tickets. Be in New Orleans this November 14th through 16th. It's going to be a blast. I think I'm going to do a two-on-one match versus Harrington and Figs.
Is that really happening?
I think it might happen.
Boxing?
It's boxing. Two-on-one boxing. I'm going to light them up.
I will.
Or if Alex can find 11 where Alex is, I'll take that instead.
Oh, man, I wish I could fight 12 Alexes at Skankfest.
Oh, it'd be so much fun. But yeah, come see me on the road, guys. The Bring Five Friends tour, because I do love small shows.
Intimate.
This weekend, I'm going to be at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado. That's going to be a blast. Next weekend, I'm in Fort Myers, Florida at Snappers Comedy Club. The weekend after that, I'm in San Antonio, Texas at Stable Hall, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas. And then the week after that, I'm going to Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London. This is all just the month of May. It's going to be fucking crazy. So get those tickets. Get tickets for my next special taping, which is going to be July 12th in Tampa, Florida. Tickets are almost sold out. Come out and fucking party with us. Zach Amico is going to be there. Robert Kelly is going to be there directing the entire thing. And check out all my other podcasts, the Story Wars, The Regs. And I do a bonus podcast. Thank you. Just go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. Sign up for my mailing list. Get access to my bonus podcast as well. Thank you, Joanne.
Davey.
Guys, May 15th through 17th, I will be out in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Comedy Club. This is my first time out there. I think you were telling me it's a great club. I'm looking forward to doing that. And then after that, I'll be back in Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. I love that club. Then, big one, for the first time ever, I'll be doing a weekend at Comedy Works in Denver.
Shithole.
Very much. I mean, you filmed two specials there. Yeah, I was very much looking forward to that one. Then Hilarities in Cleveland, Comedy Connection in Providence, Tacoma Comedy Club, Spokane Comedy Club, Detroit House of Comedy, and Tampa Side Splitters, which are all like some of my favorite places to go to. ComicDaveSmith.com for all the ticket links. Hope to see some of you guys out there. PartOfTheProblem.com is the home for my other podcast. And then, I got a couple big podcasts coming up in the next week. So look for those.
Rogan.
No, I've done that for
Call
a couple
her daddy.
Months. It's not Rogan. It's the other one.
Guys We Fucked?
Guys We Fucked.
Yeah!
This week I'll be on there.
Very nice.
No, but look out.
Big Jay?
Do some fun stuff.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I was just in Denver, Davey. They're very excited. The staff and manager are very excited you're coming through.
Oh, they know me?
And they want Lewis out there.
They can have me. Club. Tell me, have them stop booking me at the Improv where I can only sell 200 tickets out of a 500-seat comedy club.
It is huge and black. fun club, though, too. Liberty Township, Ohio is coming up in 2 weekends. Everyone there, Friday and Saturday, I think only. Yeah? Yeah.
That's nice.
It is nice. Then Levittown, New York, Governor's Comedy Club, Long Island. Come out and check me out there. Again, also 2 days. San Diego, California, American Comedy Company after that. I'm coming through. You know, you saw Dave. You just saw Lewis. Come check out your boy.
Trifecta.
Trifecta. Make the rounds, baby.
In fact, if you buy tickets to Jay's show and you can prove that you went to my show and to Dave's show, I'll get you a free piece of merch.
In fact, if you come out to Jay's show and you can prove that you came to my show and Lewis's show, I will charge you more money next time I'm in town.
Yeah.
Because I just realized you're a sucker who's willing to pay for anything.
You all day
so this is insane.
I think you can come see all three of us for one Shane. So how do you want to break up your comedy dollar?
Are you kidding me? It's way more than three of us for one Shane.
I said you could see all three of us.
Not for one Shane, though. It'll be like...
Oh, and you can get
you can
parking.
You can see us three times than, over.
And you get parking.
Yeah.
Also. Charlotte, North Carolina, Tacoma, Washington, all on deck. We're going to be bringing Story Wars back out in the beginning of August to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Store. Look out for that. Stress Factory. Appleton, Wisconsin. All over the place. Look for a seat near you. Big J for some Peter North American tour coming on a city near you. If you know, you know. Of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. And, of course, Story Wars right here on Gas Digital Network, America's favorite new comedy game show obsession. And thank you all for all the views on Them, They, both specials. Thank you so much. Let's get They to 1 million. In 2 weeks, we're like 600,000. Let's get it up to 1 million. Fuck Netflix, yo.
That's not going to help for your next special you try to sell to them.
They don't give a shit. They'll do it anyway or not.
All right. So for the final, I mean, this is the final round of the Spring Training Olympics. This is crazy. This is it.
Oh, is that over?
No. There's one more. There's two more people left. Okay. So this is it. So Jake is competing against Serafina. And we had them both set up a bit for us to do. We're gonna do these bits blindly. Right? Do you want to maybe explain the bits, G Mike?
What are we doing? Yeah, I had them send me a brief intro of each bit as well.
So they've
written an intro that I'll read to you.
That you're gonna read. Okay. So, and then that's gonna decide who the final winner is, and we're gonna have the audience decide here today. Correct?
Yeah.
The audience is deciding. So this is out of our hands at this point. This is what the audience wants, guys. Please don't choose Jake. For the love of God.
You can't lead them like that.
No, we don't know who it is.
Oh, right.
They'll be able to tell. Sabu and Jake's Joyanne are getting hard
on the holidays. It's Cinco de Mayo. Have Jake do Man on the Street.
Everyone bring my toe close to their face and see how long they can last. All right. So, it's going to be randomly who goes first, right? We have no idea who this is.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first game is called Pick That Pedo.
Pick That Pedo.
Pick that
right
pedo.
Here.
And the description is whether it's a handsy gym teacher, the local priest, down to even a dirty meth head, they all have one thing in common. They're dirty fucks. Now it's up to you to pick that pedo.
Okay.
So the game is you're going to see three images and you have to guess who's the pedophile.
Okay, so we have to look at a picture of someone and say whether or not they're the pedophile. That's not a bad bit.
Pick that pedo. I like there's alliteration in the name. That's fun.
It hits with a pick. That's easy. Pedo.
Yeah. So what? These are three pictures. Yeah, one of them is a pedo.
Three
one.
Rounds of three. You could do as many as you want.
Okay, that's fine. We could do three rounds of three. That's perfect. And then one of the three is a pedo.
Yes.
Great.
And you have to.
Is there a pick that pedo? That's fun. The audience is into it. Sabu likes it.
I like it.
Okay.
I picked the first guy.
Oh. Can you get their pictures all next to each other or no? Was this?
They were sent to me.
They were sent to you one by one. So this is the person who produced this.
I will say this. That loses a little bit of points in me. It should have been all next to each other.
They should have been all next to each other because we. That's two. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Looks like my brother-in-law. Ooh. You know what's funny? I never see black guys as being pedos. That's just what they do in the hood.
Yeah, that guy just loves his girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. That's his future wife. It's 13.
Yeah, all right, pedophile. She's pregnant.
Wait, can I see one and two again, please?
I'm going with Deuce.
That's the one they're trying to lure you into.
I'm
saying it's on the nose. It's
I'm
two.
Gonna go with Jay. I'm gonna go two. We're going two.
He's a fat loser, grew up in some weird religious family, and now he's fucking kids.
This guy.
No, he's fucking kids.
Yeah, I say number two. What do you guys think? I'm talking to the guests.
Can't go wrong.
Joe Yang, who do you think the pedo here is?
That guy.
Yeah, well, the three.
Stop trying to help like the Price is Right crowd. Let her pick.
$1.
No.
Jesus.
Over.
Sabu, who do you think the pedo is here?
Well, the other guy looks like it. This guy is less obvious, so I see this guy.
Everyone on the panel believes number two is the pedo. Which one is the pedo, G Mike?
Both.
The black guy. No way.
Oh, I don't see color. I wish I would have saw color.
Wait, hold on. Did we just dox this guy? Yeah,
don't put his address up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, don't.
What are you doing?
This is what was sent to me.
Okay, for the actual episode, Blake out.
He's a sex offender.
All right, but I mean,
yeah, people should know where he lives.
Gee, Mike, he's still got to fucking live. He's still trying to meet chicks.
It's so funny. I'm such a dude. I'm like, come on. He's been punished enough. What are we doing?
You're telling me one time a 12-year-old doesn't have ID, and now this guy's sentenced to the rest of his life?
Go back to his thing. So it was in 2013. It's been a while. Aggravated statutory rape.
That girl's an
rape.
Adult now.
It was aggravated statutory rape. That means he was annoyed while he did it.
He's not interested.
Oh, this chick is aggravated.
She goes, oh my God, this bitch doesn't have cable.
This is aggravating.
Oh, God damn it, this pussy's too tight.
Oh my God, he fucked her in a Buick LeSabre? Get your shit together, bruh.
Okay, that was good. All right, let's go to the next one. This is a good bit. By the way, this is a good bit.
Not bad.
It's a good bit.
Not bad. Not bad.
Let's see all three.
Let's see. Go to one, two.
Two. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think that guy's here.
As it says.
Isn't that him sitting in the back corner there?
All right, go back.
Wait, Jake, you can't enter yourself into your own bed. I mean, all these guys could. Yeah, I'm going to go two.
That's number three?
I'm going two.
So that's one.
One,
two. It looks like the Legion of Skanks.
Dude, look at the eyes on number two. He's like, don't tell anyone I fucked that kid.
One is a violent criminal.
He doesn't even know the law. He's like, she said she was 15.
And then go to three again. So, I mean,
just the whiskey.
Fuck. I'll vote first. I'm going to go two. I'm going two again. Him, yeah.
I feel like they're trying to trick us with three, two. Look at those eyes, man.
Let me tell you something
about number two. If he wasn't convicted, this guy did fuck children.
Yeah.
Look into it. He did.
Those eyes have seen kid pussy.
I think it's Sabu's photographer.
I think this episode might get you back into India.
Who the fuck was you?
What do you think, Joyang? Who do you think the pedo is here?
I think he's the white guy with the
that
hat.
Guy, number three?
Yeah.
I mean, his hat says happy vibes.
That is who they want you to think.
Nothing will make you happier than some child.
Lewis, did you vote, Lewis?
No, he looked Chinese to me. His eyes are closed.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, my instinct is saying three. I think this guy right here is the pedo.
All right, two for three.
What do you say, Sabu?
Number two.
All right, this guy.
Who's and the answer is?
Mike, who is the pedo? Yeah! Arrested for stalking and touching your girl. But wait, is it a pedo or is he just a sex offender? How old is the girl?
Yeah, well, sex offender's okay.
Stalking and touching.
Hey, that's not a pedo. We're this is an awesome
guy. The girl was 17.
Whoa. Time out. 17
is followed and inappropriately touched a 17-year-old.
17 is legal in most jurisdictions. That's not a pedo. That's a
guy. Wait, hold on. This guy's watching James right now.
This game is flawed.
That's not a pedo. Let me just point this out to the audience who's going to be voting. That was not a pedo.
He's a piece of shit.
He sucks.
Yeah, perfect.
He's a terrible
piece of
shit.
All right, Lewis, does that take points off the whole concept
In my opinion, yeah. I think they should have had the three things next to each other to make it easy to pick. And then also, that wasn't actually a pedo. The game is a little flawed right now.
All right, listen, I'll say this. I agree with Lewis. The game was a good concept. The way
the execution
of all of it was not perfect.
Poor.
Okay.
We have one more round. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
And round three. Oh, hello. Okay.
We wish.
What's up, girl? Ooh, it's a female pedo.
I'm going to her. Oh!
No. It's two.
I'm going to.
Either way, I got to say, lucky kid.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm saying two has teacher fuck student vibe. Although, this looks like her mugshot, and she is really cheesing hard for fucking a kid. Go. Let me see one again.
You know what?
That's a little bit of a hard cheese.
Go back to one. Go to one.
Camera one.
One.
It's not.
All right, listen. I think we can all agree if the kid was over nine, he could walk this off.
The kid's fine.
For sure.
The kid's the coolest kid in school.
Yeah, if the kid's got any problems, it's a sore wrist from high-fiving everyone. Oh, get over here, you fucking sick-ass victim.
I think I agree. Number two does have teacher. But you know what I'm saying? Number three. Go back to number three. She looks like she just got caught fucking a child.
Kid. That's what I'm leaning towards three because she's the only one showing the face of like, yo, I'm fucked right now. Yeah, number two is like, everything's fine. She's just like, that's drunk driving picture. She got picked up drunk driving and she doesn't realize it's
number
bad
two,
yet.
Number two's like, no, we love each other.
Maybe. I think she has the looks wise. If she was frowning, no doubt her.
Yeah.
If she was even straight-faced, just like a basic face, she's cheesing, dude. She's like, my dad's going to get me out of this. There's no problem. This isn't fuck the kid energy.
Yeah. I'm still going to go number two. The eyes tell me she fucks children.
And number one, it's ended up being number one because I'm always wrong at shit like this. This is fucking Story Wars all over again.
That is pretty crazy, eyes.
Right.
I mean,
it's crazy, eyes, but we also like, she's pretty. Why would she be fucking someone underage?
They're all pretty. This woman...
She's young.
Is a fucking problem. Those are crazy. Dude, you can... It is the same.
Oh, my God. Looks like a movie while there's a boat crawling on her face.
Crazy. Well, that is...
She's crazy.
Now, but there isn't it... You can really see crazy in women's eyes. Yeah. It is unbelievable, dude. Like, that bitch is... I don't know what she did, but she is a fucking problem for some man.
That's my type of girl right there.
A younger Lewis would have settled down.
Oh my God, dude. Check. She's going to accuse me of rape? Let's go.
What do you mean she's crazy? She's got a hot pan.
You're raping me. He goes, you're going to accuse me anyway, bitch.
I'm leaning
oh my God, you're actually raping me. Yeah, well.
I'm leaning through.
I'm doing the time. I'm doing the crime.
My instinct is to. Sabu, what do you say here?
Probably number one. She's trying to look into this.
Number one, you say. Wow, right. Sabu.
Who goes number one?
Yeah.
Joyang? Nobody said her name right once.
I said it.
Menopausal. She's sad. I don't believe her.
You don't believe it's
you
her?
You think she's menopausal?
Yeah.
Her?
She looks like she's 23 years old, Joanne.
What? Joanne, open your eyes.
Joanne is very stoned right now. She got some fucking Sabu weed.
My eyes are tiny, but I can see. This is like a menopausal white girl.
Listen, I don't care what your opinion is. You think she's in menopause?
No, she doesn't give a fuck.
What? Like, what is your gauge? How old do you think this girl is?
She is...
What was in that weed? You're going to be on a yacht with 8 Sabus later.
But so she is 17, but she don't give a fuck. So she is not like...
So yeah, who do you think the pedophile is?
What do you think menopause means?
I mean, she's young, but like she don't give a fuck. She doesn't care. She's giving
You think
kids.
Menopause is not giving a fuck?
No.
Yeah, bitch, I'm menopausal.
Do you?
Fuck him. I'm
she look young, but like, she looks like she's giving the kids to do useless bullshit. So like, I feel like the kids.
Dude, you are making Sabu sound articulate.
That's right. That is right. Big J is right.
Let's just say there's 3 pictures. 1, 2, and 3.
Just pick another. Yeah.
Which one do you think has fucked an underage person?
No, the white girl, yeah.
Yeah!
I
don't know yet.
I'm going with 2.
I'm going 2.
My initial instinct was that looks like a teacher that fucks kids.
She just looks like a teacher who got busted fucking kids.
I'll tell you what, I've gone every time so far. Me and Sabu have gone together, and I'm going to go with 1.
You're going to go with 1. All right, what do you say, G-Mike?
Yeah. Talk sucker!
It's obvious. And she smiles at her mugshot. It must have been a black student.
Dude, I'm the worst guesser. I told everybody why they should guess her and then didn't guess her.
Well, we knew, but it's cool too that you could tell it's a teacher who fucked her student. Like, you knew the story.
Joanne, do you not smoke weed very often?
Not yet, but like, I feel bad for my Jewish friend.
Oh my God. Wait,
Dave?
What?
Dave.
You feel, I got it right.
Big J, he's not Jew.
Dave?
Yeah.
Big J, he's not Jew. You.
Thank you.
All right, you know what? She came back.
Everyone's been properly identified.
She, you know me what? She and was Dave. Down. She was down big Dave, in the fourth quarter, but she came
me.
Back.
You and me.
You me guys, and you. You
guys, menopause. Fine.
Menopause.
Me,
let's do this. Let's go fucking menopause some shit.
I mean, you want me.
He does. I think so.
I'm calm. Yeah.
I think Dave would leave his family.
Dave
for
did. Dave wanted me, but he wasn't open about it.
I'll leave my family for you. I'll be right outside.
You were
wait
very
for me.
Gay about it, but it's okay.
Dave is gay. Dave is gay. Dave is gay. Dave is gay.
You're lucky your point feeded right into a chance.
It's a great
chance. Yeah, Dave was very gay about it. But like,
all right, let's go with the next the next segment. So that was great. I mean, we're going to leave it to the audience at the end. Guys, I want you guys to be honest. The person that goes through is going to fucking
stop leading the witness.
No, we have to do the whole other segment. I'm not leading anything.
No, you're doing it.
No, I'm not.
You're going, listen, the person that goes through is going to have to work for me.
That was.
You're going to have to work long hours at my house.
Chill.
All right, let's go to...
Yo, Joy Yang is fucked off, dude. She just started scratching the table and laughing at it.
Now that you mention it, her eyes are all squinty.
She always has been squinted.
All right, let's go to our second and final segment made by one of the Springturn Olympians. This is for all the marbles.
This game is called...
Marbles.
This game is called Checkmate.
We know who's is whose.
They're the most batshit answer win.
Yeah, Jake, keep your game face on. Keep on your poker face.
I have no idea who made what. That was a great intro made for that.
Well, that was a good intro, but let's see what the game is.
Good editing.
All right, the name of the game is to share the most insane story possible. Here are the rules. A random question or topic will appear on screen. If you think you have the most insane story about the prompt, share it. Then everyone else at the table tries to top the original story. If you think of a new story to top theirs, to top the other, share that too. If someone on the panel doesn't
hold on. I'm sorry. I'm totally lost on what this is.
The segment is called Checkmate. The name of the game is to share the most insane story possible. Here are the rules. A random question or topic will appear on the screen.
Okay.
If you think you have the most insane story about the prompt, share it. Then everyone else at the table tries to top the original story. If you think of a new story to top the others, share that too.
All right,
Serafina, the economy of words in this explanation is nonsense.
Can I just, listen, I'm just saying, here's the issue right away they have with it. Number one.
I still know what the game is?
I don't either. But number one, I think I kind of get the idea. We've told a lot of, like, almost all of our stories. Lewis and Jay have another show dedicated to stories.
Ours, so particularly, which we really need to conserve.
To add another segment to our show that's about stories topping other stories is a little tough. But I'll see where this goes.
I mean, let's see where it goes, man. We can't have Jake again. Jake doesn't want to do work for us. It's crazy. He doesn't want to work.
Dude, Jake coming back and winning this thing is going to be the funniest ending.
Man, I don't know which is which, but I got a pretty good feeling.
Stop leading the witnesses. All right, let's go. So there's going to be a prompt.
Yeah, if someone on the panel
we're gonna
doesn't
play
have
more,
a...
There's more explanation. Stop talking, Serafina. Jesus Christ.
If someone on the panel doesn't have a story for the topic or doesn't think of a story that will beat the others, they will help decide which story was the most unhinged. The panel, audience, or both will decide who wins each round. Good luck.
I don't understand.
I don't know what's happening.
The segment is called Checkmate. The game is to share the moment.
Why are women
Mike,
so nuts?
At least start explaining I it in your own words.
Dude,
don't
smoked,
just read it again.
I smoked pot one time and I threw up off my
balcony. No, they're going to give you the prompt.
Oh.
The time you saw a dead body. Half an hour ago with Sabu in that wrestling match.
I went to Mike DiStefano's wake, the guy who was the logo for the club, and he looked like cake.
I was there with Jay.
Did you play as a cake? You put a knife into him?
I tell you what, when I said this on radio before that show came out, and when the show came out as a cake, I felt like it was taken from me.
Yeah, Jay really believed he cut into him. He wasn't a cake.
He wasn't cake. For the record, let it be known he wasn't cake, but he looked like cake. Go ahead, top that, jerk-offs.
Not. I think you won that round.
Have you seen a dead body, Joanne?
No. Millions, I'd assume.
No. Yeah, people, but like not like animals.
Right.
Sebu, have you seen a dead body? Never in your life? That's crazy.
No, we were really counting on you on this round, Sebu. Man.
Serafina is so, I can't look back. She's so bummed.
One time me and my friends were walking by like a creek and we found a dead body in the woods. And then one of my friends did like a pie eating boom, competition. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, so anyway, boom, then we boom, started a fight club. And by the end of it, it turned out we were the same guy. We had been the same guy the whole day. Yeah, I know. He sat down next to me on an airplane and started telling me about how the credit card companies are ripping everybody off.
First
I was like, what's this guy's deal? Taught me how to make soap.
First everybody I saw was Spock. We shot him off into a new planet.
My parents were actually killed by a robber when I was a kid. We were coming out of a play, and all I remember is my mom's pearls hitting the floor. And
I don't remember much about the play. It was whatever. I was a rich kid.
I just remember that the bats were the only thing that calmed the noise in my head.
I think in one version I was scared of the bats, and the other one I was comforted by them. I don't really know.
Either way,
not sure exactly
for
what
some
happened.
Reason I adopted them into a
yada,
pretty
yada,
uncomfortable
yada,
costume.
Yada, yada, yada.
Bing, bong,
body.
Boom. Qui-Gon Jinn takes me to a temple.
Fighting a guy that tells me a lot of riddles. Anyway.
Anyway, next thing you know, I'm torturing a clown in a police station.
All right, let's go to the next prompt. Gross sex.
I fingered a fat girl. She got her period during it.
Oh, shit.
I mean, gross sex. I mean, the amount of gross sex I've had. If it's with me, it's gross sex.
Are we saying, like, it's gross, like, ew? Or are we saying, like, you put it on a scale, what's the gross amount of sex?
No, I see what you're saying.
Like, is this your tax-deductible sex?
It's or gross of sex.
Well, we do have a segment called Pigtails on here. What's the grossest sex you ever had, Sabu? Can you talk about it?
I never had gross sex.
You've never had gross sex? Not even just one groupie after a show that was just ranted, you shouldn't have done it?
No.
All right. Well, there you go.
Joe Ying. Gross sex? You give this pub website?
No, again? If I don't have green card, no.
Oh, right. No, that Thank does. You, that friend. Does. That tracks. That's good.
I mean, gross sex. One time there was a girl, she was in a coma, and I came, I paid the guy that
Kill
was,
Bill! No. It's Kill Bill, Lewis. None of this is you.
No, I swear, I was like, my name's Buck, I like to fuck. And then I got on top of her.
I just remember I was hanging out with my super smart friend, and I told him that I always wished he would leave. And then he met Robin Williams, and he took off.
This one time, I was having sex with Denise Huxtable, and during it, she cut the head off a chicken and bathed herself in the blood. That's pretty gross.
Pretty gross. That's the real answer. All right, let's go to, I mean, it's the amount of times I've told stories of gross sex.
Yeah, me and Lewis double-teamed a girl who was mostly flap and very little organs.
Me in the closet at the Comedy Cellar. And then Jay had to go on stage.
I stood outside.
And then Jay left me with her in the room for me to have my own gross sex with her. Oh, yeah. You piece of shit.
Well, I wanted to let those two get better acquainted.
She was the grossest person I've ever laid my eyes on.
She was gross.
Oh, then one time I had sex with a girl. She looked like Muzzy from, you remember the language things?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Hello. Bonjour. Yeah, Le Plump Muzzy. This bitch, she was like 6 feet tall. Yeah. Oh, she was fucking gross. God damn it.
Yeah.
Pull up Muzzy.
Can you even watch Muzzy anymore without getting turned on?
No. There, that's just what she looked like.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Just what she looked like.
The one I fingered that got a period also looked like that.
He goes, oh, shit, this is crazy running into you. Bonjour. Yeah, it's been a, no, you look good. You look good.
Hello, Muzzy. You want to come smoke a joint in my room?
Or you know what she also looked like? She looked like Station from the Bill and Ted movie when she became the one giant Station. Remember? Do you remember? But you got to see the Station Monster when they combined into Giant Station. She looked at, this is much more of an accurate description of what this girl looked like. She was
sure.
Yes, oh, okay. But fatter. Imagine Muzzy's body on that.
Right.
There we go.
Does she look possibly like Hoggle from Labyrinth? Can you bring up Hoggle from Labyrinth, please? Maybe that would strike something.
Maybe.
For you.
Possibly.
Maybe let's see what Hoggle from Labyrinth looks like.
Hoggle Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember Hoggle. Yeah, but no, Hoggle's too small.
Well, that's not Hoggle.
No, that's not Hoggle.
Hoggle's a little fucking midget thing.
All right. Yeah, Hoggle.
That's
she had
Hoggle.
She had the face of Hoggle. She had a Hoggle-like face.
Yeah.
That looks. That just looks like a Jewish person.
It really does.
That is definitely, like, slightly. That guy's been listening to Jake Shields.
Well, look, his name's simply Hoggle, but I'm sure if he had a last name.
His name was Haggle, but it was too on the nose. All right, last one. Last prompt. And then we get to fucking figure out who the Spring Turn Olympian is.
Do we now?
Story involving a Mexican. Oh, it is Cinco de Mayo. See, that's good.
Oh.
Jay, story involving Mexican?
Oh, man. Dave?
As one time, so I'm getting a burrito, right? This Mexican guy just fucking makes it for me.
Oh, shit. Pretty sick.
That's fucking bananas.
Pretty sick.
Okay, let me see if I can top it.
One time I went to Mexico and we visited like this place and there was like strippers and one of them was dancing with a snake. And then vampires started popping up everywhere.
Sure. And did you get a lap dance in there?
I got a lap dance and
that's
girl,
crazy.
She put her foot in my mouth. It was so hot.
It was hot.
Dude, by the way, it is still, I know I probably said this on the show before, but it's still just my favorite thing in the history of Hollywood is that, first of all, as every dude knows, every time there's like nudity in a movie, it was never necessary. Like, it's never, like, necessary to be like, nah, you know, my artistic vision is you're going to have to pull your tits out.
Hell yeah.
Shot. But the funniest thing ever is fucking Tarantino just being like, all right, someone's got to get a lap dance from Salma Hayek in her prime. You know, this is a weird thought. This director's vision. I think I'll be the guy. Like, I think maybe you just have me.
I'll take the hit.
And then you have prime Salma Hayek just come, like rubber ass on my dick. And then, no, if you guys don't understand the artistic vision of this movie, like, this is the best way to pull it together. And then everyone around him just had to go, like, all right, I guess that's what we're doing. All right, that's all I got.
Any stories involving Mexicans, Joanne?
Tacos are good. They are fine. Cool.
It's a great story.
You're a Jew.
You're a Jew.
I'll try to top that. Doritos Locos tacos are
like
better.
Yeah.
Better.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Well, clap it up for that shitty segment.
Listen.
This is bad shit.
I'm just saying, listen, we don't know who's who.
I don't know.
But and the audience can vote anywhere they want.
Who's the pedo is legitimate? Is legitimately a game that we could work into.
No. Just don't, Dave. You're leading the audience now.
No. I'm not leading because I have no idea who's who. I'm just saying we just watched what we watched.
Checkmate. No, checkmate was great. The graphic.
Hey guys, let's have a. We should probably have a segment about stories.
Serafina, if you have a bunch of barbed wire, now's the time to pull it out and start fighting Jake on it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you got to clap your hands for the one.
Well, do you want to pull the interns up?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
pull them up here.
Wait. No. We're supposed to vote before we know who's who.
No, we're going
to
pull them up.
We don't know who's who, still.
They're going to hold
hands. We know it's the two of them.
Here, guys, come up here. Come stand behind us.
Clap it up for both of these
Jake,
finalists.
Serafina, they worked their asses off. Jake didn't really, but... Here he is. Huh?
Come on, Jake. Here we go. No, stand there. See, I like that. I like that. She stands behind us, and then he stands over there. Or never mind. They'll both stand
nope,
over there.
They'll do whatever.
They'll do whatever G-Mike wants. We'll get a few
minutes. I got you.
Okay. Let's see here.
Oh, my Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, then don't tell us who's who. But if you think, and only clap for the one that you think was the better segment. If you think Pick the Pedo was a better segment, clap your hands. If you think Checkmate was the better segment, clap your hands. Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is whoever made Pick the Pedo, which was?
Pick the Pedo was actually Jake's.
No way!
I mean, dude, Jake is here for life now.
Wow.
I mean,
fuck you.
Jake, G-Mike emailed me at Saturday at 4 p.m. on the way to Philly, and I chopped that shit up. You guys are faggots. Fuck you. I come up with a better fucking segment in my sleep. Take your fro back. Your fucking shitty glasses. Jake, you're not helping yourself. Stop. Listen.
Jake, you won.
You just...
First toe is the ultimate heel.
Jake, I'm telling you, dude. Stop. Stop what you're doing. Jake, you just made the most incredible comeback in Legion of Skanks history. Just be gracious.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're a winner. Your winner somehow defying the odds and going to be here another 2 years without getting a paid job.
Complete net. The Sprinter Olympics were a complete net zero. We are exactly where we started after months of work.
Let a Deb clap it up for Deb Turn Jake who defied the odds.
That's insane. Dude. How he got through the first round was fucking nuts.
He did no work throughout the entire ceremony.
Not only did he do no work, he told us he wasn't interested in doing any work.
And he will not be learning the things required to do work.
He goes, I don't know, I'll show up on Thanksgiving and put on a fucking turkey mask or something, dude.
Oh, my God. Well, Fitless, Serafina, Josh,
Serafina.
You guys were incredible.
All of you guys were great.
Serafina.
Thank you, all of you guys.
I want to thank our guests tonight, Joy Yang and Sabu. You guys were incredible. Thank you guys so much for being here. What a memorable classic episode.
Wow. We will catch you guys later this week on the Friday Night Hang, exclusively on Gas Digital. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to Gas Digital.
been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.